I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Christians in central India face the heat of a newly expanded law. Then later, a closer look at believers in poverty and how you can help them overcome. The story coming your way in just a few moments. But we'll begin today in India, where Chhattisgarh State has just passed a revised anti-conversion law, despite protests from the minority Christian community. John Padaiti with Bibles for the World says believers often find these laws used against them. The new law carries stricter fines and prison sentences. People accused of illegally converting others will not be eligible for bail, and a conviction of a mass conversion could even carry a lifetime prison sentence.
They define mass conversion of two or more persons in a single event. Even two people, say husband and wife from the same family, you know, deciding to follow Christ at a single event. This now becomes a mass conversion.
The law comes at the same time that India's Supreme Court is reviewing the constitutionality of anti-conversion laws nationwide. That future verdict could bring relief, but the process has been slow.
This case was filed, got on the docket, I think back in September of last year, and it just the can keeps being kicked down the road on this.
Regarding gospel ministry in Chhattisgarh, Padaiti says,
this is, you know, going to kind of drive things a little bit more underground, as it were.
But it hasn't stopped believers from their mission.
There are pastors and missionaries that are continuing to share their faith boldly.
Pray for endurance for India's Christians. Pray for a fair future verdict by India's Supreme Court. Next, Sudan's leadership may be in flux as the civil war rages on, but one constant remains. Islam is the national religion. At refugee camps in the country surrounding Sudan, believers can share the gospel and translate God's word without fear. John of Greater Reach Alliance says,
we have translation ministry in 13 unreached people group languages. Each one is led by a graduate from our school of mission.
Problems arise from time to time.
The reality is that Muslims are refugees. They're fleeing the same war that Christians flee, and they've never been in a situation where Islam didn't dominate and control everything. So they try to recreate that dominance of Islam in the refugee camps.
Yet the Lord works every hardship to the good of those who follow him.
In one camp, they shot one of our leaders. The community itself, mostly Muslims, to the violent Muslims, no more, no more.
With the help of Unfolding Word, Sudanese Christians are translating the New Testament into 9 minority languages. They're also working on the Old Testament in 8 languages. So pray for wisdom as believers live out the gospel in the refugee camps. And finally, 1 in 10 people live in extreme poverty today. Farms International is helping to provide individuals the means of self-support. Some of their recent and upcoming work includes agricultural training in Honduras this month, a new program in Southeast Asia, as well as early efforts to expand their presence in sub-Saharan Africa, according to Scott Clifton.
Farm's fundamental goal is to strengthen the global church, and we want to do that by focusing on our brothers and sisters in Christ who are in places of physical poverty.
Farms works through local churches to provide micro-enterprise loans, as well as technical support and spiritual training. Now, the loans are repaid to a revolving fund. There are 3 criteria that need to be met in order for an organization to qualify for a loan. First, the organization has to support the local church with a spiritual emphasis and biblical principles. Next, it has to support local ownership in a sustainable way. And last, it has to support livelihood development.
And we can see if we remove any one of them, how that has the potential to negatively impact our ultimate goal. So when those 3 things intersect, that's really where farms see ourselves participating in the context of development and ministry around the world.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.